Relax. Sit back and let us take you on a short journey of approximately 9,669 kilometres, one hemisphere and two seasons north, to another 108 bus in London, England. The 108 from Lewisham to Stratford International, where at this very moment, a passenger just like you, sitting on a seat just like the one you're on, is about to take an eventful trip of their own.
Okay, so do you ask her to move a pace or?
108-2, Stratford International Station.
It's a long way to stand. Where's the difficulty? You say, can I or would you mind? Da di da di da. And she either says.
Thanks.
There. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Thanks very much.
You weren't being rude, it's the only seat that's free. Is she staring at you? Don't look. Breathe. It's okay to sit in silence. It doesn't mean you're being unfriendly. It just means that you're respecting her space as a fellow passenger. You could sit in silence for the whole journey, and that would be absolutely fine.
You from around here? Or are you visiting?
Oprostite. Jasno govorim angliško. No English.
Visiting. Yeah. The thing everyone knows about Blackheath is how it got its name, right? From the Black Death of 1665. Yeah. Blackheath was a plague.
Here we go.
This leafy, green, sleepy, very, very English middle-class village actually took its name from the Black Death.
This isn't how you do conversation.
Yeah. But in fact, it turns out that's an urban myth, yeah? Blackheath is from the Old English. Blachhildwild. So that dates from centuries before the plague.
She doesn't want to hear this. Even if she could speak English, she wouldn't want to hear this.
Blackheath just means dark-coloured heathland. Nothing to do with the Black Death.
Oh, take it easy. Take a deep breath. Take another one.
Montpellier Road.
Blackheath is built on a plague pit, though. I got that part of the story right. Wrong about the origins of the name. Right about the plague.
Prostite.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
Alla cogre mimo, prosim.
No worries.
To moja postaja.
You have a lovely trip, yeah? You take care. You gotta ring the bell. It doesn't stop unless you...
Oh, shit.
Excuse me. Sorry. It's just come up. It's only bad. Sorry, just... Can I lift that for a minute? Oh.
Remember your what? Close your eyes. Keep them closed until I tell you can open them. You don't want anyone having a rectal prolapse.
Tell me, I've grown.
You look
good on it, all things considered. You don't. You look like shit.
I had an argument with the pavement.
I'm not talking about the bruise. I mean, generally.
Well, tell it like it is.
Sorry.
I want to... Can I give you a hug? Sorry, I... This is my daughter, she's...
Dad, stop it! You don't need to involve them.
No. I know. I just didn't want...
Anyone to think I was your girlfriend? Sorry. That was slow.
Stratheden Road, Shooter's Hill Road.
Well, so now you're silent. Great. Perfect. Couldn't stop jabbering to a complete stranger and you haven't a word for your own daughter. Or is she the one who's not speaking? Whose pause is this? 1 every 4 hours.
Please move down inside the bus.
PJ, you've got to keep on top of these things.
Please move down inside the bus.
Why does that girl with the pushchair keep staring? There's still dried blood on your face. Oh. She wants that seat. That's it. What does she expect? Does she want you to turf Anna out of her seat? Now she's backing away.
I've been meaning to get in touch, but... well, I guess I didn't want to. Or I would have.
I'm not exactly in a position to give you a hard time about that.
Do not blow this.
Were you hiding?
Here we go.
I was sitting here the whole time.
When I got on at the station?
You walked right past me. I thought you were blanking me.
I was just deep in thought.
About plague pits.
It's the one thing everyone knows about Blackheath.
Not the fact that I was born here. That would never occur to you.
But you weren't.
Yes, I was. In Blackheath Hospital.
You were born in Lewisham Hospital. I know. I was there.
So was I.
You were £7, 4 ounces. I held you. In Lewisham Hospital.
Not in Blackheath?
Blackheath is a private hospital.
I see. What else don't I know? What else have you been keeping from me?
You went to Pointers. Just on the corner there.
Well, I know that.
I used to drop you at the gates. Until you told me not to, then I'd drop you off by the petrol station round the corner.
I just wanted to go on the bus with the other kids.
Which would have meant getting up 20 minutes earlier.
Which you wouldn't let me do.
Which you were incapable of doing.
It was never put to the test.
Then when you were 10, we let you go to school on your bike.
On Shooter's Hill, with all that traffic. 10 years old. What were you and Mum thinking?
How come you're on this particular bus? The same bus I just happened to get on.
Coincidence?
I don't really believe in coincidence. Not anymore.
Neither.
Okay. So why have you come back now? What are you doing?
Well, this obviously isn't the right time for you, so I'm getting off.
Anna, please, don't! Anna!
Look, I said I've been meaning to get in touch, so I got in touch. I came back to see you. Evidently, that was wrong.
No.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Blackheath, Royal Standard.
She's giving you a chance. She's giving you a chance. Take it.
The bus will wait here whilst the drivers change over.
Well, I saw you about 6 months ago. Just over there on the corner of the street. I've come out of the Standard.
Had a few.
You were on the other side of the road. You were wearing your red coat.
My red coat? The coat I had when I was like 14. Did it fit?
I guess.
What was I doing?
You were just watching me. Then you lit a cigarette very deliberately. Blew out the smoke. Just stared.
You've never seen me smoke a cigarette in my entire life.
But you do smoke. Don't you?
Why didn't you come over? Why didn't you speak to me?
I didn't think it was you.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not really you. Well, I wasn't in great shape at the time.
Pills or drink?
One
yes.
Over the 8-2, a state of self-medication.
I'm not drinking at the moment. Well, not yet, anyway.
I see.
Not during the day. And never before lunch.
And you're not driving either? No. I suppose you wouldn't.
Your mum still drives.
You've seen her?
At the funeral, yeah. Not since.
Mum's practical.
Yes.
Someone has to be. I never passed my test, you know. It's kind of a regret, but a small one in the greater scheme. I was a good driver, though.
What?
I was a good driver! Not that night, maybe, but I could definitely drive hill starts, reversing around a corner.
Driving over Rhode Islands, taking out lampposts.
Yeah, yeah, but I would have passed my test.
How'd it make you feel?
Stealing your car or crashing it?
How did it feel walking away from the wreckage? Without a scratch.
I had a cut just above my left eye from the rearview mirror and a big purpley blue bruise where the seatbelt cut into my shoulder. I was stealing a car, but I remembered to wear my seatbelt.
You must have felt invincible. Blessed.
It felt like it was all happening to someone else.
I know that feeling. I'm not all down anymore.
Yeah.
I definitely felt like someone else.
But it wasn't, though. It was you. Did you ever wonder what it felt like for us? It definitely didn't feel like a dream from where we were sitting. That felt real. Shitty, stupid, and real.
It was shitty. And I've replayed that night again and again.
I was just going to drive your car around the block. Park it a few streets away just to wind you up. When I got into the car, I could smell her perfume. Sweet, expensive. You'd have bought it for her.
Flower bomb.
She was probably with you when you did. Because what did you know about perfumes?
She wanted flower bomb.
And the girl behind the counter, probably my age, more or less her age, would have seen the two of you together, and in like 5 seconds, she'd have worked the whole thing out.
It was an off-the-shelf midlife crisis.
And that girl would have told her friend when she went on her break. She'd have told her friend about the sad, stupid man and the silly little hoe he was buying perfume for. But it wouldn't have been a big story or anything. It wouldn't have been the sort of thing they'd discuss all break because, you know, it's just so predictable. So when I smelt her perfume, I just put my foot down and drove and I didn't care. A scratch.
That's why I wanted you to get checked out psychologically. That's why I wanted you to see a counsellor.
Do you remember what you said to me?
But you wouldn't.
The very first thing that you said to me after the crash.
Something about...
You said, it's a miracle no one else got hurt.
Did you never stop to think about the danger to other people?
And that's why I never spoke to you again. So no, I didn't feel blessed or invincible. I just kind of felt numb. And I floated through my A-levels and into uni and a shared house and a sort of relationship, and my dad didn't call. And he didn't call. And he didn't call until one day he did. But I never got to hear what he had to say. Because that was the day I died.
Emma, I want to hold you. Can I hold you?
It's too late. It's too late, Dad.
Okay.
Is it? Is it really okay? It's too late to hold me, but it's not too late for me to hear what you had to say. What did you want to say to me when you called?
I'm sorry.
That was it.
I wanted to tell you that I was sorry. That I missed you. That I loved you.
Okay.
That I wished I hadn't hurt you and... I would give anything to see you again.
Right.
If you would... I don't mean forgive me, but if you would let me see you again.
How does that feel? Better?
How does that feel?
If those were the last words you wanted to say to me, you said them.
Passenger announcement. The man muttering to himself is the designated nutter on the bus. He is perfectly harmless, but his breath is not.
Charming,
but probably accurate.
Hiya. Excuse me, I know no one does this in London, but I thought I'd ask.
Sorry. She's sitting on top of Anna.
I'm down here to see my daughter, and I thought I'd take myself out shopping. She's busy all day. Honestly, the way she treats me, she must think I'm daft. You wouldn't think I'd changed her nappies.
Shove her off.
Anyway, she said, I want the 108. She's written it down.
Do it. If you won't, I will.
I'm looking for Westfield Shopping Centre. Is it Stratford I want?
A good solid push.
No.
No.
She cannot sit on top of your daughter all the way to Stratford.
Just give me a minute. Actually, you want to get out here right now. This is your stop.
For Westfield?
For the O2.
Can't see this flying.
I'm looking for Westfield.
I told you.
Much better shops here.
In the Millennium Dome? That's just exhibitions, isn't it?
No, they've got shops, exhibitions, everything really.
I don't think so.
Get off the bus, please! Right here, right now, and go shopping!
Now, was that really so hard?
Please move down inside the funhouse.
I don't think I can do this.
I don't think you've got a choice. Anna's back. Then, mercifully, she doesn't look too squashed.
Do you know the thing that really sucks about death? It's forever. And that's a long time to be doing the same jigsaw puzzle. My jigsaw's only got 21 years worth of pieces.
The thing I don't understand.
Just one thing.
Abnormal service is resumed.
You've always been an atheist. Since you're about 14.
Younger. Year 8. When we were doing earthquakes and tsunamis.
So when did you...
I still am. So are half the people in the afterlife. It turns out that's no barrier to entry. The immigration policy is much more relaxed than they'd have you believe.
So, you made it to the afterlife and you still don't believe? Doesn't make any sense.
Do you find much of the world makes sense these days? Do those pills help? The ones you pop like Smarties?
I take the edge off.
Maybe you'd be better with the edge on. A bit sharper.
I've tried.
Lord knows you've tried.
Can't do it.
108, 2. Late to stage an intervention.
Then this is it. This is the best it's going to get for you. Can you live with that?
Maybe. Now that you're back.
Wait a minute. I'm not back. I'm just here for now. This is a one-time thing. I've got my own stuff to do. My own shit to work out.
Understood. What's it like?
Boring. I look like here, actually. Unfortunately. Afterlife, before death, there's not much to choose between them. One of them goes by no time, and the other one has no time and doesn't go by at all, ever. Life is short. Death is forever. I reckon you'll get on fine, Dad, when the time comes, being as how you've opted out of life already.
Smart girl, your girl.
Passenger announcement. The King has got no clothes on. The invisible girl sees right through him.
We're all in the same boat in the afterlife. Believers and non-believers, trying to make sense of our lives. I'm making progress, I think. And today, I've got another piece of the puzzle. Your last words to me. Didn't turn out as advertised, though. Didn't turn out to be a major piece of the puzzle. Not even a corner piece. I reckon maybe they're like a bit of the sky. The counsellors here are pretty good, though. The system's shit. Getting an appointment is a nightmare. You've got to do the work yourself, really. I think that's the point. It's not the meaning of life, capital M, capital L. It's the meaning of your life that counts.
So that's what eternity's for.
Yeah. That's all to come. Meanwhile, there's somebody else you need to talk to. Right now. Don't worry, it's all been arranged. And the best thing is, you don't need to pay them a visit. They're going to hop on your bus.
108. 2. Supernatural mediation.
I'm going to make this very easy for you, Dad. I'm going to close your eyes so that you don't have to see me go. Close your eyes and keep them shut. This time we're going to count down from 10. 9. 8.
The bus will wait here while the apparitions take over.
5. 4. 3, 2, 1.
Before you say anything, PJ, we made Anna together. She's a smart ass, yeah, but she's still feeling hurt, so of course she can be hurtful, you know, even in death. But that doesn't mean she doesn't have good ideas. We do need to talk, PJ.
Okay, Fran. Let's talk.
That's talk as in we both speak. I speak, you speak, a conversation?
Yeah, not your strong suit these days. I wouldn't mention plague pits.
I'll go first. What happened to your hand?
The finger sling. Defense wound.
Here we go.
You were attacked?
By the pavement.
You were drunk and you had a fall.
What's the age when it changes? I mean, how old do you have to be when you, when you're 20, you say, I fell, and then at some point that changes to, I had a fall. I thought that was when you were 70.
Yeah, I think that's how it's supposed to work.
When the neighbours come by to check on you, you know? In case you've had a fall.
About 70 or 75, you're ahead of the game.
108, 2, charmless self-pity and degradation.
I had a fall. And I got up. I have a sprained finger, I drink too much, I have an ex-wife and an ex-daughter, and I seem to be seeing both of them on the 108 bus.
And you're not drunk.
Which I can't say I was expecting when I touched in with my Oyster card at Blackheath Station. Unfortunately not.
Congratulations. You know what this means?
It means it makes no sense. But apparently that doesn't matter.
You're just going to have to go with it.
I guess you're right. Okay. My turn. No one should have to bury their own child. It's the wrong way round.
But you did it.
You hoist them up on your shoulders when they're little. You give them piggyback rides. You shouldn't be the one to carry that coffin.
You did it, PJ.
More or less. Dope to the eyeballs.
Got through it.
You're the one who held it all together. The eulogy, read it. Somehow, God knows how. Gave Anna her dignity. 21 years. You made it sound like she lived a life.
What was the alternative?
It was magnificent. You were incredible. I just want to say that before we get to the other shed.
I'm not sure that we have to.
Then what are we doing?
We're having a conversation. Would you rather have a fight?
Of course not, but there's things that have to be said.
You're going to talk.
Things I have to say to you.
That's got to be a good thing.
There's the spade. Are you ready to
108, dig? 2, reflex recrimination.
The reason I said that crazy thing about getting a priest to do the service, I just thought nobody knows what happens next. So when you get to the end, why wouldn't you bet both ways?
This is so not my area, but in order to count, I think it's the person who's dying who has to make that bet.
Who knows what she was thinking as she lay dying?
She wasn't a believer.
She was baptised.
She wasn't confirmed. You remember the fight about her confirmation?
Of course.
So that's the kind of service she would have wanted. A humanist celebration. You're barely a Catholic yourself. You never go to church.
I went the day after her funeral. Ended up shouting at the priest and getting thrown out. I didn't think you could get barred from a church.
I think it's called an injunction.
You heard about her?
Was it just that particular church?
Just that one, I think.
Or is it like getting caught shoplifting and being banned from every branch of a supermarket?
I haven't been moved to put it to the test.
I wasn't surprised. The state you were in. But I'm not my ex-husband's keeper. You know, people talk about a failed marriage. But we were married for 18 years. And of those, 15 or so were pretty good, in my estimation. In the past, say in our grandparents' day, 18 years would have been an average marriage. So I don't see it as a failure.
Well, as I remember
it... We're through that. So I choose to think that we had a pretty good marriage while it lasted. And now I'd like to have a long and successful divorce. Which means I really don't want to be burying my ex-husband anytime soon. And I'm not writing your eulogy.
That's a deal.
Which bit?
The eulogy. All of it.
Really? So what's your plan?
I reckon I'm about ready to turn a corner. Just as soon as I stop hearing voices and seeing people who aren't there.
Well, that'll make a change from not hearing people who are there.
108. 2. Hallucination and illumination.
Do you know where this bus terminates? Westfield Shopping Centre. I'm not planning on staying to the end. But these days, I could walk into Westfield Shopping Centre without breaking into a cold sweat. If I wanted to.
We don't need to wreck this up.
I swear, right into the belly of the beast. No problem. I could go in with cash, credit cards, and Westfield would hold absolutely no terrors for me.
You licked it.
And remember, there was a time when I couldn't be left to watch GVQ alone. Here. Call this guy. I swear I'm not on commission.
Dr. Krause. Psychodynamic counselling. Weddings? Funerals? Bar mitzvahs? No job too small? I promise I'll give him a call. If his card doesn't dematerialise the same time as you did.
Passenger announcement. You can lead a horse to water, but do not expect it to buy you a drink.
Seriously, Fran. Appreciate it.
You never said anything to Anna about my compulsions.
Couldn't see the point.
Even when things got really ugly between us, you could so easily have thrown all that in my face.
The well was poisoned. What about the pissing in it?
A lot of people would have.
I didn't have a midlife crisis because you couldn't be trusted with a credit card.
PJ?
No. Anna had just had her dad walk out on her. The last thing she needed was a reason to doubt her mum. You were her rock.
After you ran off with that girl, I said some pretty terrible things about you.
Okay.
And when Anna crashed your car, I was wrong. I told her never to see you again. I said I'd kick her out if she did.
She'd come to the same conclusion on her own.
Yeah, to begin with. But later she started talking about calling you. I told her she'd have to choose.
Well, okay, I'm not sure what to do with that.
I thought you needed to know.
Maybe. Possibly. Probably not. Let's just move on.
Is this the point where you tell her? It seems like the right point. You have to do it.
What's the point in confessing things when you can't change the past?
Because I think the reason you can't move on is because you never saw Anna again after the bus stop. You didn't see her body in the hospital. I did the identification. And you didn't go to see her in the funeral parlour when they'd fixed her up. You know, when they'd made her look like herself again. You didn't clear out her stuff. And you didn't deal with the death notice or arrange the funeral.
Adderley Street, 145B.
What about it?
That's where she was living, wasn't it?
Did you ever go there? Those rituals and formalities we have to go through. There's a reason all that stuff exists.
Friend.
It's designed to keep us busy. And it sort of gets you through it. Well, nothing can get you through it, but at least it feels real.
I heard her last words.
What?
The reason Anna died was because I called her out of the blue. She answered her phone as she was crossing the road. If I hadn't called...
First word is a baby. Can you beat the irony?
I didn't tell you because... How could I?
My baby.
Passenger announcement. In the land of Bad Dad, the flying carpet is a write-off. The perfumed princess has evaporated. The resurrection will not be televised.
I'm here.
Close your eyes. Both of you. One. Three. Open. I'm gonna have to push things on a bit. We haven't got long. We need to get everything square before we get to the other side.
You're kidding. There's no way I'm going there.
There's no way to avoid it. There's no way forward if you don't face it.
Maybe I don't want to go forward.
That's the only direction this bus goes.
Then I'm getting off.
The bus doesn't stop this side of the river. We have to go on now. We have to go through.
We are now approaching the Black Wall Tunnel. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Your Oyster card will not be valid beyond the ninth circle of hell. Do not attempt to leave the vehicle. Do not attempt to feed the three-headed dog. Do not pass go. Do not collect your pieces of silver.
What Mum said about it not feeling real. I bought something to help. A sort of prop. Here, hold this.
Is this what I think it is?
Surprisingly small, isn't it? What did you say I weighed when I was born?
You were 7 pounds and 4 ounces.
So, about the same, if you include the weight of the urn itself. Open it up, have a look. It's not going to blow away or anything.
Anna, I'm not doing this.
Right, I'll do it. They call them ashes, but they're ground up bones. That's all that's left. Everything organic burns away. It's just grey, coarse, sandy stuff. Like builder's materials, or maybe moon dust if you're being poetic.
I didn't know what you would have wanted us to do with them.
So you kept them at home?
Until I could figure out the best place to scatter them.
You kept them in the wardrobe.
Can you tell us now what your wishes are?
Right now, I'm going to put them to good use. Give me a hand, Dad. Feel. That's all I am now. There's absolutely nothing else left.
You are so cold.
What did you expect? I'm dead. So are we all set? For when we get to the other side?
No. There's something else I haven't told you. The phone call, I didn't actually mean to ring you, Anna. It was an accident. It was my phone.
A pocket call?
Yeah.
So, what you said earlier... Right. The truth is that you didn't actually have anything to say to me because you didn't mean to call me in the first place.
It was an accident.
I assumed, of course, I assumed that you'd had a change of heart and you decided to break the silence. But you hadn't even thought to call. You know, when I answered and you didn't say anything, I thought you were so choked with emotion that you couldn't speak. So I tried to make it easier for you. And that's when the car hit me. Hendon. It was just completely random.
Kind of random. I'm sorry, but not completely random.
Please move down inside the apparatus of fate.
But!
There's a but.
The reason I had you on the display was because I thought about calling you the night before.
You thought about it?
Yeah.
So, there was something you were going to say.
I had nothing. I mean, I'd rehearsed speeches, but they sounded like speeches. In the end, what I thought I'd say was just, hi, it's Dad. I miss you. Is there any chance we could see each other sometime?
The thing is, you're right. That just might have worked. You'd actually done it. It's possible. But so what? What does that actually mean?
It means you'd still be alive.
Your phone randomly made a pocket call. You didn't choose to do it. I didn't pay attention as I crossed the road. A car was going too fast and it hit me. And you see a pattern. Of course you do. Because the man at the centre of that pattern is you.
Paisley Street. Please alight here for the final reckoning.
Okay. This is it. Not you. Actually, would you mind hanging on to my ear? If anything comes to me in terms of pottery, I'll let you know.
Goodbye, my baby.
Come on, Dad.
I have a choice.
You don't want one of those. It's much, much easier her way.
It's just another road.
What were you expecting after all this time? A bunch of wilted flowers tied to a railing?
I don't know.
A blood stain on the tarmac, or maybe a blue plaque.
But just to see nothing, it makes it worse somehow.
How do you think it makes me feel? Okay, so we've learned the seed of my death is nothing more than black tarmac, and seeing the indifferent world go zooming by. So what's your plan now?
I thought you were the one with the plan.
You've had this backwards since the start. The question isn't why have I come back to see you, it's why have you brought me back? What made you conjure me up today?
I needed help.
Goes without saying. Help with what?
To come here?
Possibly.
She knows anyway. Just spit it out.
To make a choice.
Uh-huh. So today's the day?
I think so. I think it has to be.
Okay. Then this seems like the perfect time and the perfect spot. Give me a hand, Dad. That's it. And don't worry, I won't let go of you. We're going to step off the curb in a moment and walk across the road. That road. But this time, it's going to be different. Because nothing can hurt me anymore. And if you walk with me, then you won't hurt anymore either. Ready? You see that white van? Close your eyes. One, two, three,
four.
Why did you pull back? I thought that's what you wanted.
I'll leave the driver a basket case.
Aha! You say there was a choice, but that was never really how it's going to end, was it? Despite the appealing symmetry. So how do you actually want to do this? What's been on your mind all day?
Why drag this out? Give her the ammunition.
Here.
Your comforter. 20 or so left. That should be fine. There's a little churchyard just round the corner here. Hardly a coincidence. They'll find your body 5 minutes from where I died. I'll hold your hand, Dad. I promise. I'll stay with you till it's over.
I don't think I could do this without knowing you'd be waiting for me on the other side.
No, I won't be waiting. I'll help you kill yourself, if that's what you've decided. I'll help you make the pain go away for now. But after that, you're absolutely on your own. This is the point where we have to say goodbye. So it's up to you, Dad. If you want to choose death, that's fine. But if you do, you're on your own forever.
Outmaneuvered. What did you expect?
I expected it to be over.
Smart girl, your girl.
Anna? Anna? Anna! Anna, where are you?
Somewhere else, I guess. Looks like we're on our own from here on in.
I guess we are. I guess I am. I'm gonna miss all of you. Couldn't have got through it without you.
You just needed a little shove in the right direction.
Anna? I can't see you, but I can still hear you. Is this like a lower grade of hallucination? Am I still nuts?
Oh, yes. Bona fide bonkers. And I hope you're going to pick all those pills up and dispose of them properly. You don't want to kill somebody's dog.
Yeah, of course. So this isn't goodbye.
I may pop back once in a while. If you manage to get yourself off the drink. And if you're capable of having a conversation about anyone other than yourself.
I love you too.
In Dumbstruck on Baisley Street, written and directed by N.G. Bristow, PJ was played by James Doherty. Anna by Claudio Grant, and Fran, the announcer and second passenger, by Mariah Gale. Vida Brege was the Slovene passenger. The composer was Thomas Cox. Studio production by Jarek Zaba. The script editor was Philip Palmer. It was produced by Tracy Bass and Richard Shannon. The executive producer was Andrew Stuck of the Museum of Walking. This geolocated audio drama was supported by funding from from the Goldsmiths, University of London Department of Media, Communications and Cultural Studies, 40th Anniversary Community Fund.